really let your weight be taken by the floor, and that pushing the ribs into the spine. And after you do that a couple of times or so to each side, lie on your back in constructive rest. Now on the sponge image. First thing is to locate the scapula for your partner. So here we'll go up under the scapula there and just run our fingers around the inner border and the outer border and the top of the scapula there. And then you can insert your fingers in the inner border, sometimes called the dorsal border. And that direction has to be clear, that it's from the inner border to the outer one. It's very important because we want to begin to think in terms of the shoulders opening outward rather than to be squeezed in. And then as you see the sponge between the scapula and the ribs, your attitude toward that is important as part of the image, and that is that it's a pleasant softness against which the scapula can rest. Then you see the sponge expanding. I see it get wet, it gets wet. Use any rationale you like, but let it softly expand, creating a soft space between the scapula and the ribs. Now let's rub the area. Restore any circulation we might have impeded. We'll go over to the other scapula now. Again, make a little tactile journey around the scapula, all borders. The lower tip is the inferior tip, the inner border, the dorsal border. The top of the scapula is called the spine of the scapula, there, that ridge. And then after you've made your excursion, you're going to put your fingers between the scapula and the ribs in the inner border, pointing toward the outer border. And you watch the imaginary sponge slip between the ribs and the scapula. See that again as a soft buffer between scapula and ribs. Now watch the sponge expand softly, expansively, creating a released space. space between scapula and ribs. Okay, now let's rub that border. Now we'll view the scapula as little barges, and the first trip they're going to take will be down to the sit bones. So let's slide our hands from the shoulder level over the scapula down to the sit bones. Sliding the hands over the scapula, down through the sit bones. Over the scapula, down through the sit bones. The sit bones elongate themselves. So we'll just touch them. And before you start doing the image of the barges, you can just think of the sit bones growing long for a moment. Now, see water between the scapula and the ribs. I mentioned that as part of the image, but I didn't emphasize it, so you might have forgotten about it. But there ought to be something between the ribs and the scapula in your image. Since the scapula are being viewed as barges, watch the barges floating on the water, which is between them and the ribs. Okay, now as you watch that happen, blow through the straw, blow. Now let your breath be completely automatic. Okay. Now once again, the sit bones elongating and the scapulae as little barges floating down to try to catch up with the sit bones. Blow. Let's set up the destiny of the second trip. So we'll slide our hands from shoulder level over the scapulae down to the lower ends of the femur bones. Then, you can give tactile aid here, taking your fingers and just pulling up under the knees here, just a slight bit. Your partner can imagine the lengthening knee ends of the femur bones. And again, the scapula are going to float towards those lengthening knee ends of the femur bones, never quite catching up with them. The barges are on water between the scapula and the ribs. The barges are the scapulae. Blow. Okay, let your breath be automatic. We release our tactile aid momentarily. Okay, once again, the scapulae as barges floating on water, which is over the ribs, down to the elongating distal ends of the femur bones, knee ends. You round your lips and blow through the imaginary straw. Blow. Third trip. Right, this time we'll be moving down to the heels. Let's give tactile aid from the shoulders down over the sit bones to the lower ends of the femur bones down to the heels. Over the shoulders down through the sit bones, down to the distal ends of the femur bones, down to the heels. And then once again, over the shoulders and down through the sit bones, down to the distal ends of the femur bones, and down to the heels. Touch the heels. Now you're going to watch the shoulder blades as barges floating down to the heels, which themselves are elongating. It's as if the heel, when I say elongates, it can elongate in almost any direction, but I think I would like to include the heel elongating as if it were sinking into the floor. All right, now watch the shoulder blades floating as barges. Round your lips and blow through the imaginary straw. Blow. Okay, let your breath be on automatic. Okay, now once again, let's watch the barges floating down to the heels. See the heels elongating themselves. And you round your lips and blow through the imaginary straw. Blow. Now we'll go up to the neck, shoulders, head. Let's watch the shoulders as, you can let the arms rest down there if that's what you like, it's fine. The shoulders are epaulets, and let's take the tassels through the fingertips. Then put the palms of your hands over the tops of your partner's shoulders, little finger edges touching the base of the neck. And now just widen your hands away from the base of the neck over the tops of the shoulders. That indicates that the shoulders are being imaged as opening out from the base of the neck. Then I take my thumbs and put them on the tops of the shoulders, a little behind the cardinal coronal plane. And we now are going to watch the shoulders widening away from the base of the neck, expanding away from the base of the neck, growing away from the base of the neck. The key word is releasing away from the base of the neck, or melting away from the base of the neck. Okay, now let's take the smoothing of the collar. Let's smooth the collar up the back. Then let's think of the head with that division of a front half and a back half by the cardinal coronal plane, and see the back half sliding upward. So continue your line of movement up the back of the neck, up the back of the skull, the back of the head. Just continue that line. It's like one elongating line, really. And then after you've given the moving tactile aid, grasp your partner's head from the base and back and just pull a little bit on it to give a tactile message that the collar is lengthening upward and the back of the head lengthens upward, and the lower end of your spine is lengthening in the other direction. Okay. Now let's take the ties off our partner's legs. Now, this time I want you to roll over onto, I want to try this group a little different from the other. Roll over onto your tummy and turn your head to one side, whatever's comfortable for you there. We're going to rock you from that standpoint. Okay. That's right. And the arms by your side. That's very good. Okay, let's do a little rocking in this position. Just a nice, gentle rocking action. Okay, now let's finish this off by taking the line from the shoulders of the spine, lengthening, and take that all the way down to the heels. Okay. Now would you come onto your hands and knees and sit back on your heels? Fold it up. And you can watch the imaginary plane passing through the thigh creases, coming out the buttocks, the knee into the femur bones extending. Now, as you unfold, watch the scapula as barges floating down to your heels. Bring one leg under and forward, and you can watch the back half of the head sliding up. The spine is lengthening. Okay, pause a moment. Now, as you change to standing, you're going to push from the floor into the acetabulum. The back half of the head is going to slide up as you do that. That's the idea. It doesn't dip down. Stay. Okay. Balance on your femur head once you're up and see your central axis vertical. The puppeteer is giving you support from the manubrium. You can extend that to the idea that the back half of your head is rising, same as the puppeteer really, and the spine is lengthening, the coccyx lengthening downward as the back half of the head slides up. And the arms and shoulders are hanging from the manubrium, which, remember, has the upward floating quality. Okay, let's cycle the arms above the head, bringing up the front and down the back. And as the arms go above your head, let the spine get longer. Instead of leaning back, let the spine get longer. Okay, now you're going to watch the shoulder blades as barges floating to your heels. You'll blow through the straw. At the end of the blowing, let your arms drop. Blow. Soft elbows, slide your scapula up over the ribs. That's why they don't have ligaments, so they can move easily and a long way. And then let them drop. And again, softly slide the scapula up over the ribs. Soft elbows. And let them drop. Okay. We'll do a quick improvisation with the shoulders. Ruth, would you and Danny supply the music for us? Okay.
Are you free Thursday afternoon at all?
No, this is the afternoon that I...
Thursday. No, are you free Thursday?
Oh, no, I'm going to Thursday and today.
Okay.
I thought that...
Friday.
Yeah.
I just had a cancellation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, today I'm going to have lunch. Somebody invited me out to move in. And then some other people have been invited on Thursday.
Well, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Thanks for the goodies. I just had part of them last night. I was good. I didn't pick out.
Good.
And I'm going to enjoy the rest of them tonight when I get in a little late.
Good.
Thank you.
I gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks. You betcha. You're welcome. Tell Teresa, I hope she gets better.
Okay. Is that ginger and coke or is it oil?
No, I just take fresh ginger, grate it, put in a little piece of cloth string around it, heat water just below the boiling point, and let it steep in there for 5 to 10 minutes, like a tea bag, and then take whatever you're going to use for a compress, like a face cloth or a towel, soak it in there, and then put it on the throat as hard as you can stand it.
Just soak that in with the ginger.
Yeah, on the ginger water. Mm-hmm. In other words, you're making a kind of a ginger tea.
Yeah.
And
cloth in there.
Yeah, stick your cloth in there and put it on the throat. It really will help to relieve that soreness.
Yeah.
Also, gargling with salt water along with it will be good too. Fine, that's pretty
so
good.
A couple, 3 times a day or something.
Yeah, do it for about 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes. One other thing about the ginger, I want to tell you: don't boil the ginger ever. It must be below the boiling point, because if you boil it, you take the effectiveness of it away.
Okay.
On that. That's all. Oh, use about a half a cup of grated ginger for a gallon of water. It'll make it feel better. I do it all the time. Chop. Okay. Okay, folks, now you're going to... I want you to improvise with the image of... shoulder girdle, centering it, the barge is floating, any aspect of what we did with the shoulders, bring it into your movement. Just explore shoulder maneuverability and mobility and centeredness. Key to shoulder mobility is its support on the manubrium, its centeredness at the manubrium, and its ultimate support through the spine. So you can trace the whole flow of support. Don't have to just stay literally with the shoulder, but the fact that the shoulder is free because of its spinal support, ultimately. Okay, thank you very much. That was lovely. Have a good day. We'll continue tomorrow.
Have a good question.
Sure.